Hey there, it is Andrew from 2SER's Final Draft. Thank you for joining me for Book Club. Today I have got a book for you that is pure Sydney. Max Easton is a writer, musician, and podcaster from Western Sydney. His debut novel, The Magpie Wing, comes out this week, and I'm just going to keep saying it. This is a sucky time to be an artist creating, because it is so hard to get your art out there. The Magpie Wing is a sprawling narrative, taking in the geography and the history of Sydney and its subcultures. And if you miss walking around the streets of your town right now, getting out to see bands, drinks in beer gardens, well look, The Magpie Wing might just be the next best thing. So The Magpie Wing starts us off in the 90s. Walt, Helen and Duncan are growing up in the western suburbs of Sydney. Walt and Duncan are paired on the footy field. Duncan serves as Walt's protector while Walt explores his precocious footballing talent. Rugby league is tribal for the boys and their families, and they know that, you know, they'd rather live in the legacy of the likes of Tommy Radonikis than the Silver Tails in the east. Walt's older sister Helen can't play with the boys, but she can run water and run plays out to the team. As the three grow up together, they start looking for more than their suburban existence offers. As family life breaks down for Walt and Helen, they gravitate towards Sydney's inner west. There, they find underground success in the punk and noise music scene, and Walt is able to explore his growing political consciousness. Duncan stays at home, diligently completing uni, and finds himself in a more conventional world. As the three crisscross each other's lives, they find themselves with contradictory purposes and opaque goals. Always present, though, is where they came from and how being from the West defines them in other people's eyes. Now, The Magpie Wing is a compelling story told in a matter-of-fact, almost deadpan tone, spanning three decades and taking in much more of Sydney's history and East-West divide. The storytelling it avoids nostalgia as assiduously as it avoids taking sides despite its characters' strongly held beliefs. Exploring classism, gentrification, punk ethos and the ever-present danger of selling out, The Magpie Wing cuts its politics with humour and it's not afraid to pull the rug out from under itself. As I'm living my life watching, you know, live music on YouTube and missing going to see friends in all the different parts of Sydney town, I think there's plenty for any Sydney-sider to recognise in The Magpie Wing and plenty more to learn about because in our so-called city of villages, people are rarely from more than one place. And then by virtue, they're a tourist everywhere else they go. Max Easton's The Magpie Wing is brand new. It's all Sydney. It's out this week from Giramondo, who are a fabulous independent publisher of poetry, fiction, and non-fiction. I want to support this book because it's wonderful. I want to support this book because it's so important for us to support the arts right now, especially when there doesn't seem to be a lot of establishment support happening. These stories are so important. All of the stories are so important. And, you know, if stories are helping you get through, then why not support the storytellers and support the independent booksellers? I'm just going to keep harping on about this because it is so important to me and so important to all of us. Now, if you want to hear more about The Magpie Wing, Max Easton is joining me on the show this Saturday morning. It's Final Draft every Saturday, 10 a.m. every Wednesday night at 6:30. Max is a terrific guy to chat to, so tune in. He's also a great muso, so I might even get some tunes up on the show. Thank you for joining me for Book Club. Look, I hope you're finding something amazing to read. Let me know what it's all about. Final Draft, you can catch us at Final Draft 2SER on all the socials. Until next week, happy reading.